Did your father talk to you about, we'd sure like you to become part of the company? Was there any of that kind of discussion going on? They never did any
never
of that.
Never came out.
So they
talked about the company at times.
But never bringing you in or asking you if you will, I'm going to retire and all this kind of thing.
No. That might have evolved had he lived longer. I mean, he died, he was 55.
Was that sudden?
Well, they said it was going to be. They gave him 5 weeks when they found it, but he ended up living from February to October.
He was one of these robust sort of guys?
He was. He was a great hunter, loved to quail hunt. When I'd come home from high school, having been playing football and wrestling and stuff like that, running cross country and whatnot, he'd make a point of taking me quail hunting and walk me to death just to make sure I knew who was boss. I mean, he could walk 8-9 hours straight. Only taking time for a sandwich. This was back in a time when all down around Muskogee and Stigler County and all that, we had a lot of quail.
How was he built? Was he your size, bigger?
No, he was about my size.
But he could walk?
He could walk. He could walk. He loved to hunt. Yeah, he was a good shot, too. Many times I saw him kill 2 quail with 1 shot.
Wow.
I could barely hit one with tons of shots.
But you kept up with him.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved it. It was a great thing to do with my dad, yeah. We hunted a lot. Ducks, geese, quail.
And the dogs that are involved in those
dogs
kind of
are
things?
Fun, yeah. He had a whole cadre of duck dogs and quail hunting dogs and the whole bit.
Great bonding experience, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah. You're out there all day.